The next is nosy, given to prying, to get into other people's business, to snoop. And so we need more discernment. Discernment will help us mind our own business. And honesty, why would we be so concerned about what someone else is doing? Why do we think we need to know what everybody else is doing? Sobriety, to discipline ourselves, to keep our focus on our own things. And anger, because again, nosy spirits are ones that we probably think is fun to find out other things about other people. Or maybe we think if we know other things, we'll be powerful and we can protect ourselves and we won't get hurt if we know what's going on. So we need to nose in everybody else's business. Well, we need to hate those spirits more is what we need to do, because they are not helping us. And the first scripture is 1 Thessalonians 3:11-12.
For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them which are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
Here it shows that if we are busybodying about other stuff, we are not working on our own stuff. How can we possibly progress if we've always got our eyes on what someone else is doing? 1 Peter 4:15.
But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters.
So if we have this nosy, busybody, get in other people's business evil spirit, it will get us in trouble sooner or later. We'll get over in someone else's calling and get in trouble with God. We'll get over in someone else's workspace at work, and we will get reprimanded by the boss. These nosy spirits are going to get us in trouble. So here it says, don't suffer as an evildoer, as a busybody. We don't want to be suffering because we let evil spirits work. We want to be suffering because we're working the things of God. Might be okay. God might be pleased with that. But he's not pleased when we suffer because we've let spirits work. John 21, verses 21 and 22.
Peter saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, what is that to thee?
This is real good. It's a good short, fast answer. Again, when we hear that thought that says, well, I wonder what they're doing, or why they're doing that, or why is God having them do that? What is that to thee? What is that to thee? What is that to thee? Have that fast answer to counteract that evil spirit, to tell him you're not in agreement with him. Proverbs 26:17.
He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears.
Taking a dog by the ears is a good way to get bit, is the point. So a lot of times these busybody nosy spirits want us to get involved in some kind of an argument. We want to be the conciliator or the peacemaker or straighten everything out, and we'll probably get bit instead of it being a good thing. The next one is 1 Timothy 5:13.
They learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not.
Amen.